Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning, I would like to weigh in on the sensitive subject of returning to school this fall. The two sides of the debate can be distinguished by the words return and remote. Return means go back to school in person, classroom learning, while remote refers to online, virtual instruction, where the students stay home. This debate has been thrust back into the spotlight recently when the whole University of North Carolina system yesterday decided to switch to remote learning after a week of having returned to campus. Last week, they tested 135 students and faculty who were positive for COVID-19 infection. You may recall that California colleges opted for remote rather than return learning earlier this summer. Now, people's opinions about return versus remote learning runs the entire gamut from one extreme to the other. Some people, for example, are convinced that this pandemic is a sign of the end of the world and are researching the book of Revelation for proof of it. At the other extreme are those who hold that it's an entirely political hoax and will virtually disappear after the November election. Doctors don't even agree on the debate. One nephrologist, a kidney doctor, said that we must seriously consider remote instruction. It's not safe to go back to school. One podiatrist, a foot doctor, felt that the pandemic has been blown out of proportion and kids must return to school this fall. Now stop trying to figure out who those doctors were, okay? I know that's what you're doing. Have you developed your own opinion about the debate? Should schools go remote or should they return? You know, I'm very proud of our Catholic schools for giving parents the option of choosing either. Because parents' opinions differ on this debate as well. My opinion in this matter is not political, nor is it medical. It's not even educational. I'm not qualified to speak in those arenas. Rather, my perspective is theological. That is, can our faith shed any light on this debate about returning versus remote learning this fall? Put more precisely, what difference does a student's body make sitting in a classroom rather than sitting at home and being virtually present? Does the body make any difference? Pope St. John Paul II said in an address on April 2nd, 1980, these astonishing words. He said, "Through the fact that the Word of God, that is Jesus, became flesh, the body entered theology through the main door." Let me repeat that. Through the fact that the Word of God became flesh, the body entered theology through the main door. In other words, the human body is indispensable to the incarnation. The fact of our faith that God became a man. You might almost say that if the whole cosmos were a classroom and Jesus were the student, the incarnation means Jesus would have chosen to return rather than chosen remote learning or instruction. Reflecting on the role of the body in theology, especially the incarnation, has radical repercussions for Catholic schools in particular. The incarnation, that is, Jesus' body, and by extension, our bodies, is integral to the whole sacramental system. Baptism, communion, confession, confirmation, marriage, holy orders, anointing of the sick. You cannot receive a sacrament if you don't have a body. Angels cannot be baptized or receive Holy Communion. Neither can dogs or cats, by the way. Sorry. Angels and animals are missing the key ingredient of the incarnation, the human body. This is why you cannot phone in or send a text message with your confession. Your body must be present. This is why you cannot send a substitute to say your wedding vows. Your body must be present to say those words. And obviously, you don't send a substitute to consummate your marriage. Your body, not someone else's body, must be physically present to receive the sacraments. In other words, a theological reason, not taking anything away from the other reasons, for returning rather than going remote, is based on the body and ultimately based on the incarnation of Christ. St. John says in his prologue to his magnificent gospel, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." He couldn't do that without a body. Whatever happens this fall, whether we go remote or we return, and there are plenty of good reasons for both, I'm deeply grateful to our teachers. You know, they've done a tremendous job and gone overtime over the summer to get ready for this fall. Instead of relaxing on the beach, they were getting ready for both possibilities of return and remote. With good reason, they can ask, like St. Peter in the Gospel today, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" And Jesus' answer applies in a special way to our teachers today, who said, "And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and inherit eternal life." So please keep that in mind, since we did not give our teachers a raise this year. Praised be Jesus Christ.